What up, fuck fam?
What up, fuck family?
We back.
Whoa, after a long break.
New year.
New me, a little bit.
New you?
Like kinda every day we're changing.
Every day we are changing.
Yeah, for the better.
For the better, obviously, of course.
Whoa, hold up. I just want to say the nose ring. Yo, Kat added the nose ring and a little, some changes here. There's a lot of changes
some
here.
Body modifications, just like tattoos and nose rings and stuff. Yeah.
You want to show your new tattoo?
All right, I have a new tattoo that says "Love Me" in mirror writing on my wrist because every time I look in the mirror, which is a lot, I want to remind myself to love myself.
Aww,
yeah. As if I don't love myself enough already.
But you could love yourself more. Yeah, there's some like moments where you don't love yourself, right?
Yeah. So. I think so. Yeah. So every time I hate myself, I'm just gonna look in the mirror and be like, love me.
Hey, that's very healthy.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, wow. Maybe you should get one too.
Yo, I'm scared
that
of
says
pain.
Fuck me. So you can masturbate more.
Oh, that's true. I don't masturbate enough. You don't masturbate, do you?
I masturbate all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Dude, my Hitachi is my best friend. And in fact, I think I masturbate so much with my Hitachi. For those of you who don't know what a Hitachi is, it's basically a back massager. A back massager that is so strong that if you use that as a vibrator, it's amazing. But I've used it so much that I think my clit is like kind of desensitized. So now when I use a regular vibrator, it just like doesn't do it for me.
Okay. First of all, I need to get one of those.
You do.
But like, I've been doing like kind of like this nofap challenge.
What?
Yeah. So it's like whenever I do have sex, it's more sensitive and like more soul snatching. You know, like it's like when I'm having sex, like, and then I don't masturbate for a long time, you just feel it more.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Do you get off more on clitoral stimulation or G-spot stimulation?
Clitoral stimulation. But I low key really like the G-spot stimulation, but I don't know how to come from that.
I don't either. It feels good, but I feel like I need a pee every time that like I get to that point. You know, you're getting fucked or like you're getting fingered and like, you know, they're doing this thing.
The
come here motion. And I just feel like I need to pee. And like one of the guys that I've been hooking up with, he really wanted to make me come from G-spot, like stimulation. And I like had to stop him because I'm like, no, I have to pee. And then he was like, just pee on me. And I was like, I can't, not yet. But maybe I should try peeing on him.
Maybe that's his fetish, you know? Maybe? Or he just wants you comfortable.
I think he just wants me comfortable, but I think it takes a while to get to that level of comfortability.
It takes like 15 to 20 minutes of like, I read in a book of like that motion. You have to do it for like 15 to 20 minutes nonstop, and the girl has to be very relaxed.
Okay, but.
And like not do anything, like not have any pressure. So.
Okay, but I also feel like, I'm also afraid to keep going because. Since you're so relaxed and like, you know, when you come sometimes like push out, I'm scared that I'm going to fart.
What?
Wait, what? Aren't you scared that you're going to fart sometimes when you orgasm?
I don't know. I don't though. Like, cause I don't know.
I saw on a TikTok that, that if you have a really intense orgasm, it is not uncommon to fart and you should just let yourself. And then I looked at the comments and the comments were like a lot of people were actually like, yeah, I just let myself do it. It's not a big deal. And the guys are like, yeah, I don't guys have commented and they were like, oh, you know, I don't think I'm doing it right unless the girl farts.
So guys are OK with farting during orgasm, huh?
I have a confession to make.
OK.
One time I with my ex, I did fart while I orgasmed. And he was like, this is his face. It was like a turned on face while I was orgasming. And then I farted and he went, oh.
Oh.
Whoa. I was on my back and I just flipped around and just like planked.
Wait, how loud was it?
It was just like a squeaky fart, but it was definitely a fart. It was a fart that I could not play off as a queef.
Was it like, like that? Yeah. Like the high pitched one.
It was being squeezed out. But it was with my ex that I was with for like 3 years. So like we had a good laugh about it. And he kind of just diffused the situation. I was like, oh, baby, that must have felt so good because farting feels good. And so does orgasming. So, you know, that must have been such a release for you. And I was just like so embarrassed. But I mean, life goes on. But I don't want to fart. I would rather not fart and orgasm at the same time. Like, that's not ideal for me.
Oh man, that's just kind of weird, I feel. Like, because it coming out from two different holes, and it's like a queef, or I don't know.
Yeah.
A queef and a fart.
Yeah, coming from someone who can barely even poop when a guy is in the other room.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you think you could fart, like, you wouldn't fart again, like, in front of your significant other anymore, right?
I mean...
Even if it gave you an amazing orgasm?
Should I...
What would you do now?
Is it one of those things where I should check in with him first, like... Let him know that, hey, like, give him a hypothetical, put him through a thought experiment. Like, hey, hypothetically, if I was to fart while we're having sex during and I had an orgasm, on a scale of 1 to 10, how grossed out would you be? Would that be a weird question to ask?
Oh, no, try that.
Maybe I should.
I feel like most guys are okay with it, but I do remember you told me that if you fart in front of a guy, guys will look at you differently.
That's what I think. Right? That's what I think. And we put that on TikTok. We put that clip on TikTok, and we had... mixed responses. I think more often than not, guys didn't care, but there were a couple guys that were like, nah, if my girl farts in front of me, then I'll see her differently. So I think it's the majority of guys, if you're in a comfortable, good relationship, they don't care. But for me, it's like a comfort thing.
Oh. Yeah.
But in the next relationship that I'm in, maybe I'll let my, you know, maybe I'll let myself, you know, be more comfortable. We'll see.
And I think after once you guys do anal, you can be more comfortable and fart around him.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of anal.
A little psych segue here.
Okay, a little sex segue. A little
butt segue.
So in one of our past podcasts, we talked about doing anal.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be anal for Thanksgiving. Didn't happen. But over Christmas, New Year's, I quarantined with a guy that I've been hooking up with because we both got Omicron, the cron. Okay. And so we were just stuck inside for like a week and a half, basically just like fucking. And wow. We did anal, but I did anal to him.
Okay, wait, hold up. How did you do anal to him? Like, you fucked him in the ass?
I fucked him in the ass with my fingers. I milked his prostate.
What did you felt his prostate?
Okay. So let me walk you through this.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were watching porn together.
What kind of porn?
We were just watching like amateur porn because him and I both. Well, he especially likes like the amateur, like, kind of like cell phone style.
Yeah.
Stuff like the stuff that we do for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
There was a clip that we watched where the girl was fingering his asshole and he just had like this like, amazing like orgasm. And I was like, hey, babe, like, would you be into that? And he was like, I mean, I haven't before, but I kind of would be into it. So we kind of just like put it on the back burner. So later, fast forward about a day later, we were hooking up and I was just like, do you... Like, should I stick a finger up your ass?
Like, you wanted to.
I wanted to.
Do you want to, like, make him feel like, oh, like...
Yeah, yeah. I would say that I like to please. And also, I'm fucking adventurous, you know?
That's fucking like, awesome.
Getting stuck for a week having sex, you don't want to just have vanilla sex. Right? Oh. You got to spice it up a little bit. So I asked him, I was like, should we do it? Should I stick a finger up there? And he was like, oh, like, I haven't cleaned yet. Or, like, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for it, but let's just put down a towel and try it. So we did. And this is the funny thing is I have, right now, I don't have any of my nail extensions on. But I did have, like, these acrylics on.
Okay.
And so.
You stabbed him?
No. I just ripped off two fingers of my
acrylics. Which two fingers?
My ring finger and my middle finger, because it was like I did it like I should have just done my index finger, but I did. Yeah, my
you did it like this. That's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. Apparently I don't finger assholes often.
Okay. I thought you got to do it with your index, right?
I mean, I just did it
next time we know.
And I tried to like feel around it, like I had to go really, really slow, so there was like a lot of lube. Uh-huh. And like I stuck one finger up really, really slowly and I tried to feel around.
Okay.
And apparently you're supposed to feel for like this, it's like a rough patch and it's kind of bulbous.
Okay.
I couldn't feel that. It was just like soft, fleshy anus tissue inside, which is okay. And he was like clenching up, so I had to tell him to relax. Yeah. So.
Was he tight?
Yeah.
His ass was like very tight, right?
His asshole was so tight. It was really tight, but it was because he was like clenched up. So I had to tell him to relax. I was like.
He was nervous.
He was nervous. So I was like, relax. And I kissed him, aww. You know, we're kissing, like, aww. You know, I tried to make him as comfortable as possible. And then I stuck another finger in and I was just like searching around for it. He seemed to like it. It seemed okay. But then it was, here's the thing I didn't like about it is that like, it was just him on his back and me kissing him like over him and like fingering his asshole. I feel like it would have been better if we were fucking or something, but it made it a little bit more awkward that I was like, literally my only job right then was to finger his asshole. And it was just weird. It felt almost like I was a doctor feeling for a prostate or something.
Wait, what positions were you guys in?
He was on his back and I was kind of like, I was on my knees like beside him. Uh-huh. He was on his back. His legs were up like this. His legs were up and I was on my knees beside him and I was fingering his asshole from there and just kind of like face to face with him and then kissing him and stuff.
Did you look in his eyes when you fingered him?
Yeah, of course I looked him in the
eyes. Did you guys have that soulful connection?
I mean, I don't know if it was soulful. He kind of had a little bit of fear in his eyes, but I like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. He didn't come just from the prostate milking. He just had to jack himself off at the end.
Okay.
But then when he came, I did feel like something. I did feel like more of like an enlarged something in his asshole. So I think maybe like once he came, the prostate became more swelled and then I could kind of feel it. He said the orgasm was more intense and he said he would probably do it again. But there was nothing in it for me.
But then this time you gotta up the stakes.
Like what?
Like you have to peg him this time. Like you have to have a strap on and like a bigger dildo and then just slowly peg him. But I don't know what benefit that would be for you.
Exactly.
But it'd just be like a play.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like it'd just be like something to mix it up, right?
Yeah.
I could probably get him to let me peg him. But the thing is, it would just be for like shits and giggles for me because I like to be dominated.
Yeah.
So pegging a guy doesn't necessarily turn me on, but yeah. It's good for the experience.
For the experience, because that's like a very dominating role.
It is. I think I made him a little bit uncomfortable though. Okay, so I listened to a lot of like SoundCloud rap, okay. And a lot of like XXX. Like Juice WRLD, whatever. And so I just thought it was hilarious that I was like fingering his asshole the whole time. And it was like an XXX playlist.
Like a sad, like
who am I? Someone that's afraid to let go. You decide if you ever go.
To the beat?
To the beat. To the beat. Yeah. So maybe next time I will peg him to Juice WRLD.
Lucid Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to use this strap on to fuck you.
Sing it too. Oh my God.
Sing it too.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. So, I laughed while I was fingering him because I was listening to the song in the background. I think he thought it was because I was laughing at him.
Really?
I mean,
he got self-conscious, huh?
He got a little self-conscious, and then his butthole clenched up a little bit more. No. And then I had to tell him to relax. I told him that I was laughing because of the song.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he understood though. It was just like something in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
You're so caring. I want a girlfriend like you.
You want a girlfriend like me?
Like that's so like, oh, I'm just laughing at the song, not you. Wait. And then we laugh together. It's a good time.
Has a guy ever put his finger in your ass while having sex?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Man, I was like so, I was a little surprised. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And at first I didn't want it, but he like kept trying to do it. Like while he's fucking me from behind,
yeah.
He would like put a thumb in there or like a index in there.
Was there
lube? It was pretty nice. No, he just used spit.
Oh, okay. Spit is okay too. Lube is better though.
Lube is better?
Yeah, lube is a lot better. Yeah, okay. Because later we had sex and he put a butt plug in me.
Whoa! You guys are so intense.
It was a week of quarantining together. So like literally we had nothing. Except for fuck and eat.
Wait, was it the butt plug with like a tail on it?
No, but I got one. I got a butt plug with a tail. But dude, that butt plug, the butt plug that's connected to the tail is fucking huge.
Oh man,
it's really really big. So I gotta work my way up to that tail, but I do want to.
You want to try it?
I want to try the tail. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're so freaky.
Yeah. Of course. So we did use a butt plug later on, and I do like the butt plug. But the problem is, and I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but when you when you orgasm, do you push out or do you like clench in? I push out when I orgasm.
It depends how comfortable I am. If I'm not comfortable, I like clench.
You clench?
Yeah. And if I'm very comfortable with the guy, I like push out.
You push out.
So it depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, I usually just push out because it's like a release, you know? Uh-huh. And I was, in my mind, I was scared the whole time. This is the imagery in my head, that I was going to orgasm and that butt plug was just going to go shooting out and fucking like hit him in the fucking face or something.
But that'd be so funny.
Funny for you. Yo. Funny for you.
Oh my God. Speaking of funny, what I always wanted to do was when a guy's about to come,
yeah,
I would want him to like, I would like turn him around all of a sudden and like make his dick point at himself and then come on himself. That's what I always wanted to fucking do. You know what I mean? Like he's like about to come, like I'm fucking riding and him, and then I pull out and then I point the dick at his face and then I want to like fucking make him jizz on his own face.
Why is everything with you a prank, Jade? Why is everything with you a fucking prank?
What?
In his
See
most
reaction.
In his most vulnerable moment, Jade wants to make a guy bust in his face. Yo, you're a fucking walking red flag if I've ever heard of one in my life. Jade.
It's like experimenting, you know? You're experimenting with butt plugs. I want the guy to like come on himself.
I feel like if you asked him, would you ask him or would it just be a surprise?
Surprise.
Fuck.
Motherfucker. Shoot on your face, bitch. You're mine now.
Do that and let's revisit that.
You know what? I'll actually try it.
Okay.
I'll actually try it.
Yeah. Pick one off the roster. Speaking right. of rosters, I want some stories from you.
Okay. Okay. Fuck. Well, so should I talk about my Costa Rica story first or the hot tub story first?
Okay, before the Costa Rica... Okay, yeah, I want to talk about Costa Rica, but can I also tell the fuck fam about how Jade is the worst at lying ever?
What?
Okay.
What?
First of all, this girl says that she's going to Costa Rica. Okay, so Jade has a guy that she's kind of talking to. A special friend. Let's say a special friend.
Special friend, okay.
He really likes her. She likes him, but they're long distance, right? Jade is going to Costa Rica over winter break with another person, a mentor of yours.
A mentor, yeah. A family mentor.
Oh, really? We're going family now? Is that kind of story?
Jade gets exposed times 10.
Sure. Family mentor. Let's just go with that. Anyways, so Jade tells her special friend, her long distance special friend, that I'm going to Costa Rica with you instead. And so we're on FaceTime and I got to tell your special friend that I'm also going to Costa Rica with you. And then you're in Costa Rica posting fucking stories by yourself without me in it.
Yep.
And I forgot that I had to lie for you. So I'm over here in LA posting stories from LA. So my question is, did your special friend ever catch on? Because as I was like thinking about it, I was like, fuck, like Jade has no alibi now. How are we in Costa Rica together and I'm in LA and you're in Costa Rica?
Oh, I was doomed from the beginning. I knew I was doomed from the beginning. I was like, this is not going to work. I'm going to post stories by myself and I just give up. I just gave up. I'm like, I'm not going to sacrifice. Like, I want to post stories, man. I'm not going to like hide.
That's true. Yeah. You know? You live life with no consequence. I love that about you though.
Yeah. And whatever happens, happens.
You were doomed from the beginning, but decided to lie anyways.
Dude, I was doomed. I was like, whatever.
Did he confront you about it?
Yeah, he video FaceTimed me and confronted me.
What did you do?
I hung up. I was like, what? Signal? I was like, sorry. Hung up. and then I FaceTimed him back. I'm like, and I was like, yeah, what you gonna do about it? Yeah, I'm here now. So?
Yo.
So?
That's
what you gonna do?
So toxic. You hung up on him and then you FaceTimed him back and then power moved him. What did he say?
He's just like he was trying to like get details, but I wouldn't like say anything. So I was like, oh, who are you there with? Oh, like oh,
family
so,
friend.
So you're not with Kat, huh? he's like, yeah, you're fucking posting stories by yourself. You fucking, why'd you have to lie to me? I'm like, huh? What?
Yeah, what, huh? My hearing does what? I love when you're lying. It's like all of a sudden your hearing goes up. What?
I just changed the subject. I'm like, so, like, what's going on with you? I just literally just changed the subject and just ignored everything he was saying.
But he forgave you.
And then we just moved on. Yeah, he forgave me.
That means that he really loves you or he really likes you because He knew you lied to him. He's smart enough to know that you tried to turn things around on him, yeah. but still he just decided to get over it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're going to take advantage of that to the fullest, aren't you?
I'm not going to take advantage. I'm just being myself. I'm not taking advantage of him.
Yo, you're such a fuck girl. I'm not taking advantage. I'm just being me. Live your best life, son.
I mean, like, if he still wants to fuck with me, he doesn't have to fuck with me, that's but true. He's still fucking with me, you know?
That's true. That's true. That's so on him. At that point, that's on him.
That's on him. He caught feelings, so that's his fault.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Sorry, dude. Sorry, long distance, dude. Actually, we're not sorry.
No, it's a blessing to him. Like,
You're a blessing to
I'm
him?
I'm a blessing to him. Like, every time, when we meet, he's, like, so fucking happy. I make his day, so, like...
That's true.
He doesn't want to lose me.
We've all hung out together, and this dude really does like Jade.
Yeah.
He ties her shoes, which is, in my book, that's a sign of love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, besides your lying, your infidelity, let's continue about Costa Rica.
Oh, man. Okay, so I was, like, hella bored in Costa Rica, so I was trying to get, some drugs. You know,
some drugs. Okay.
So I took a surfing lesson in the morning. I was like, let me just go for like a 6 a.m. surfing lesson.
Holy
right.
Fuck. You made it for that?
I fucking made it. Right. I fucking that made it. Right. I was like, whatever. Kay. Let's do it up. Kay. So my instructor meets me and he's like this young, like semi cute looking dude from Costa Rican looking like Spanish dude with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Scorpio dude. So that's like.
Oh,
toxic, poisonous kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like very professional with me. He's like, okay, so this is how you stand on the board. This is how you like get up and stuff. So we go in the water, and then like 20 minutes into it, like we start talking about like weed and shit, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, all of a sudden, he starts massaging me on like the surfboard. He's like, yo, you doing okay? Do you need a massage?
Oh God,
I couldn't say no. I'm like, hell yeah, I need a massage. Yeah. Like, come massage me. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm paying you
massage
to, like...
Massage me, daddy. Massage me.
Paying you to give me surf lessons. Yeah, okay. Massage me. So he's, like, starts massaging me. And then, like, there's, like, some kids, like, on the other side. Like, just, like, eyes just, like...
just, like, whoa, I want that surfing lesson.
Yeah. And then, so we exchanged Instagrams after. And then he said he could hook me up with mushrooms.
Okay.
So I couldn't say no to that after either. So he comes to my hotel. He brings, like, 4 beers.
Yo, he came to you with mushrooms and beer?
And weed.
And weed?
I couldn't say no to that either. So he fucking comes. I obviously pay for the mushrooms, you know.
Yeah. You could have gotten away with not paying for the mushrooms.
But, you know, he's like a Costa Rican, like, surf instructor. Like, I feel bad. Like, they need to get paid.
Okay, but you paid him for the surfing lesson.
But I didn't tip him. So I tipped him with money for the mushrooms.
No, he wanted to tip you with the tip.
Exactly. He wanted to give me his tip.
Yeah.
Damn. And then I could tell right away because like, yo, I thought we were just doing a transaction. This turned into a full fucking like weed date. Like,
yeah, you know, weed, what I mean? Mushroom.
Like we're on the beach date. And like he's like showing me all these beers. Like, oh, try this one. Try this one. He's like trying to get me drunk and stuff. And I like saw through that. I was like,
Uh-huh.
So then like right away, like 10, 15 minutes after like smoking, he like goes in for like.
The kiss.
Oh. And then I just dodged that shit.
You
like,
swerved?
Oh, you swerved? I swerved so hard. Because I just wanted the mushrooms, really. I didn't want him. So then...
You wouldn't have hooked up with him? Just for fun. I mean...
Oh, man. I don't know.
Were you attracted to him?
Like, he was okay. But, like, I don't think it was like that. I really just wanted the drugs.
Okay.
And then, like, get on with it. And then he was, like, dragging it on. So I had to, like, fake it. Fucking lie and be like, hey, let's go to another part of the hotel because the hotel is really big. So I walked him to like the main entrance, like where you leave.
You asked him to take a walk to the exit. Yeah. You walked him right out of that fucking place.
I'm like, hey, let's go somewhere more quiet. So I walked him to the exit and then I was like, hey, I'm kind of tired. I think you should go now. Oh, and then like, and then he tried to give me another kiss and then I was like, I swerved and he gave me a peck right here. I'm like, hey, you gotta go. And then he's like, oh, I'll never see you again. I'm like, yeah man, you'll never see me again. Yeah. Bye.
Damn. Yeah, that's so pretty smart, actually. You're actually really good at leaving situations that you're not really into. Like,
what do you mean?
You're really good at escaping situations. For example, that one time at Mama Lion when those two guys came up to us and they bought us shots. We're talking to these two guys and they bought us shots. They're really nice, not really into them. And then Jade just Literally, no context, nothing. She just walks away and leaves me with them. Like,
yo, you could walk away too.
I didn't know you were going to walk away. Give me a wink, give me a nudge or something, but you literally just walk away and I'm just stuck there with the two guys. So you're just really good at just giving no fuck. So I mean, you should have walked
away with me, but you're like very nice about it. Like you wanted to like be nice and show face, but like we both were not into them. So yeah. We'll just walk away next time.
Yeah. Next time I need to be more like you. Just like, no. Yeah. No, yeah. Cause we're never going to see them again.
Exactly. Yeah. We're never going to see them. Probably a mama lion. Cause they're probably, they're probably regulars.
They all know? Go. Yeah. Everyone. It's all like repeats there. You always see the same fucking fuck repeats. Boys there. Always, always, always.
Oh man. And can't find
love in K-Town.
No, we can't. No. Remember we saw this guy that we met on whatever app, right?
Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah, and then he was with another girl. He had a girlfriend at the fucking Mama Lion place.
Yeah, yeah. So one time me and Jade, we went on a double date with these guys that we met off Coffee Meets Bagel. And it was a shitty date anyways. But apparently he had like some sort of girlfriend. Maybe it was his girlfriend. But like the next day we saw him at Mama Lion.
Holding hands
with another girl. It's okay. We didn't want him anyways.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's fine.
You knew right away that he was like a fuck boy, like just looking at him. Yeah. Because he came and you met him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Real estate. Bleh,
real know? Estate. Bleh. Bleh. So you swerved the mushroom man. How was the mushroom trip?
Oh, the mushrooms were fucking amazing.
It was good.
I only took like a quarter and I was like getting fucked up on the beach, screaming on the beach by myself.
Jay.
Like I was like, and then everyone on the beach was like looking at me, and then the bartenders were like giving my drinks really slowly. Like I asked for like a fucking pina colada. He gave me a fucking pina colada like 45 minutes later because he wanted to see me scream.
Oh my god,
he just wanted to see me react. So I was just like literally on the beach like rolling around on the sand. It was like, mushrooms are too much.
Oh my god, Jade.
But it was fine. It was a fun trip.
It was a good trip.
It was a good trip.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm safe. That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I worry about you. Sometimes I really worry about you. I feel like if I was a sex trafficker, like you would be prime, like you would be prime real estate for me to just like trick you and like take you somewhere. And because you would follow willingly.
Yeah.
And you don't complain a lot either. So like you wouldn't even be that annoying to kidnap.
Fuck.
Yeah. I feel like I would be very annoying to kidnap because I would be making a lot of demands and shit.
Really? Know? What would you say?
Like, I would ask for, like, McDonald's and a McFlurry. I would make them drive me to every McDonald's until they find a McFlurry machine that's not broken.
Oh.
Yeah. They'd drop me right back off at home. Yo. I feel like you'd be complacent.
I'd be like, yo, just give me a massage and mushrooms. I'm good. And weed.
Yep.
I'm kidnapped. You just fucking knocked me out.
You kidnap yourself. Roofie yourself.
Take me.
Take me, daddy. Take me, daddy. So during the break, before I got COVID, right before New Year's, I've been doing a lot of OnlyFans content, trying to get my stacks up. And I actually took Mike Kim's advice. Shout out Mike Kim.
Ooh.
And I did a foot job.
What?
Yeah. I did a foot job.
What do you mean a foot job?
Like we did a foot job segment where I
using a dick?
Using my foot in a dick with a guy. Yeah. Oh. So another one of my friends that a friend, right? A lovely friend was very nice to let me use him as a stunt cock. And I did a foot job. So I asked him to do a foot job. He came over and it was good because it's actually kind of sexy. The foot job was like, yeah, because it's like really, really slippery. And then like, there's just something like kind of taboo about feet. Like I was like tickling the head of his dick with my toes. I watched some porn videos before. And so apparently there's like a move where like you use one foot and you hold the back. Okay. You hold the back of his dick and then with the arch of your foot.
Okay.
So you hold it up with the arch of your foot.
Okay.
Hold on. Is there a, okay, let's use this bottle. This is the dick. Okay. Hold the dick. You be the dick, okay? Okay, so you're the guy right here. Okay, so you use the arch of your foot right here to hold like this, and then you use the other foot like this to go up and down like this. And like it's all lubey and it's all like slippery. So this is a really good move. And then you can also, okay, let me take off my socks. I'm taking off my socks, okay?
Okay. Nice.
Our producer's in the background literally dying right now, okay? Yeah, he's getting a boner. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, and then you can, so you do this right here, like this. And then also you can use your toes right here. Uh-huh. and then slide it like this, and then you use your big toe. This is the head, and then you kind of like tickle. You tickle the head right here, the back of the head right here. With your toes. So that's like that, yeah, with your toes. So that's like the basic, the mechanics of a foot job.
Is he sitting like this? Is the guy sitting like this?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Wait. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. Right here. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Here.
Okay. Like this. Right. And so you hold it up like this. He has a boner, and then I'm doing this, and then I'm like using my toes to kind of do this with the shaft, and then I'm using my big toe to like fondle the shaft right here. But it's really hard because I have to keep my legs up like this the whole time.
So it's like an ab workout.
Yeah, my legs and like my inner thigh workout. So my legs are literally shaking, right? Okay, so that's how you do a foot job. It went great until okay, so
until what?
Okay,
what
so happened? So I was pretty nervous and I was like just getting into it. But I was a little distracted just because I was like, dude, this is like, me and this guy have only had sex a couple times and now I'm giving him a foot job and like we're recording it. So we have to stop to relube him. So I lean over and I'm pouring lube on his dick. Okay. And I get distracted for some reason. I think my dog walked by or something. So when I closed the cap of the lube, I closed it on his foreskin because he's not circumcised. There was, I didn't know dicks could bleed, but there was blood everywhere, Jade.
Oh my God.
Like, and his screams, Jade. His scream.
Was the bitch scream?
Like, literally, the scream. Oh, and it was so much stimulation. Like, there was just so much going on. It was like, my dog walked by. I closed the cap. I heard the scream. The blood is pouring out of his dick. And I'm just like, oh my God. Literally, Jade, I didn't know what to do with myself. I literally curled up into a ball and just put my head down. Like, I shut down. Like, literally, like, does not compute. I just shut down. And he was just, like, freaking out. He was like, tissue, tissue. And I was like, I can't. I can't. And, like, he had to go and get a tissue and soak up all the blood. And there's bloody tissues everywhere.
Oh, no.
And then I guess he just like cleaned it up, and then like he was actually really nice because then he checked in with me and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. Like that's literally what I said. I was like, I don't know what to do right now. And he was like, it's okay. It's okay. Like it's fine. We cleaned it up and like we can continue, you know, doing the blow job or the foot job. And I was just like, okay, can you give me a second? And he tried to be really nice about it, which I thought was really sweet because he was like trying to make me laugh. He's like, hey, do you want to suck the blood off my dick? Like, maybe we can do that. You know, maybe that can be another clip. Wow. And I was just like, oh, that's really sweet. Nice. That's really sweet of you. Like, I literally did like I almost circumcised you with this fucking cap and you're trying to comfort me. Yeah, that was really, really nice of him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
No, not at all. Wow. But it's like. And we still ended up doing the foot job.
Wait, after his dick was bleeding?
After his dick was bleeding. Like, we like, I guess dick, the skin, skin, like, clawed up really nicely. Oh, like, wow. Yeah, it didn't keep on bleeding. He just had to, like, wipe off the initial blood. And we continued with the foot job. So that is, this is actually the foot job plug right here.
Oh, my God. Damn. So then, like, how fast did he come?
Like, so we had to do it in takes because my legs got really tired.
Oh,
so I would say it took him about 10 minutes to come, but it took actually maybe like 25 minutes because I had to take breaks in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the footage backwards and it's kind of hot. There's something about like the cum like all over my like my feet that is so kind of it's dirty.
Oh.
yeah I thought it was pretty hot. I would do it again if it wasn't for I would do it again but like I feel like I would have to really work out my legs and
yeah some stamina. Like more like exercises we can do those exercises
we can
gym.
Do some inner thigh exercises.
Yeah let's fucking do that.
To do more foot jobs. Yeah, foot jobs are underrated. For
I gotta
sure.
try it. I never tried it before.
Yeah. I thought it was gonna be really, really awkward. Because I think with the Mike Kim episode, I was like, where do you look? But you just you kind of just look at the dick in your foot, you know? You just look because you're concentrating so much on the back and forth motion and yeah, so
then he's looking at you.
Well, he was doing point of view. Oh. So he was really
focused,
occupied by just like making sure the right angles were done. Yeah, he's a champ.
Great.
Yeah. So if any girls ever need a like a stunt cock, I got you. Let me know.
You'd share your stunt cock?
Yeah, yeah. He's no. really professional. Yeah, I would.
What?
Yeah, I don't own him. Yeah.
I mean, you should own him. Like, put a leash on him. Oh my god, maybe you could do some dog content
with him.
Like put him on a leash, or him put you on a leash.
Ah.
That's like I saw like on TikTok. There was like these dog girls that got banned. Basically, this girl like pretended to be a puppy.
Oh, she got banned?
Yeah.
Dude, I heard that she was making mad money off of
off the dog videos. Like, she'd just bark and pretend to be a dog and like crawl around, and she'd be on a leash and like like legit.
Why would that be banned?
I think on TikTok it's like very strict. So TikTok.
Oh, thinks, TikTok banned her, not OnlyFans.
Yeah, TikTok banned her.
Okay,
you know how TikTok is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very sexual.
Yeah, it's they're very okay.
But I think I low key am into like dog stuff. Like, I want a guy to be on a leash, like low key.
You want the guy to be on
okay,
a leash?
Okay, okay. I have a confession.
Okay. I'm here for the confession.
So when I was like dating the toxic ex in Canada, we both like found out like our fetishes, and his was like he would like to pretend to be a dog.
Wow.
And he would bark around me, and he would like give me like dog cuddles and stuff, and like pretend to be a dog. And then he's like, Jade, you know, one day, he'd always send me these dog videos of like guys on leashes.
Oh my god.
So he's like always like trying to be a dog, and he's literally always like, raw, raw, Jade, like cuddle me, like always like pretending to be a fucking dog. So I think like that triggered some latent fetish
of dog.
Yeah.
Role play. Okay, so here's my question is, kinks, no kink shaming or anything, but at what point does it get kind of weird? Because like, if he wants to act like a dog, does that have something to do with bestiality? Like, are we in a gray area here?
I think just like owner and do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Owner and pet kind of thing. It's remember that quiz I sent you?
Oh yeah, the BDSM quiz.
The BDSM quiz. Like, yeah. There's like a owner and like there's like a pet. Like, people, there's like a fetish for people that do like to enjoy being pets.
And you want to be the owner.
I want to be the owner, but in the quiz it didn't show me like being the owner.
Would that turn you on though? Because I thought that we were pretty on
submissive.
Submissive, yeah. But how does, okay, so play the situation in my head. Like, if he's acting like a dog, how would that segue into sex, or would it?
I think for me, it's more like prank shit. It's experimenting, reaction kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of wanted to see him embarrassed. I like to embarrass him. but like in the quiz I did, apparently I like getting talked down to. Like, I like being like roasted in bed. Like, oh, you fucking dirty cunt. Like, I want to be like dominated and shit.
Yeah.
But like for him, I think it was just the person. Like, I loved him, mm-hmm. and like he was very toxic toward. We're toxic toward each other. You know, it's like that kind of that kind of relationship. And he was the one that got me on weed too. He made me fall in love with weed. So it fucking changed my whole fucking mentality. He's the guy that fucked me up.
So you have like this resentment towards him, and you would want to kind of play out that resentment by treating him like the fucking dog he is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like very internal.
Okay, yeah. I see. Yeah, maybe that could be good OnlyFans content. I feel like we could do that even with each other. Like, we could take turns being the dog.
Oh my god, yeah, we should.
And putting leashes on each other.
Yeah.
Because I don't like.
I would be so into that.
Yeah, I would be okay with doing that with you. I think we would have fun with it.
Yeah,
we
just rah, 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 and, like, rah. Do like dog tricks and stuff. Roll over, cat. Roll over.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Scratch my tummy. Yeah. Scratch my tummy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I'm also super into it when a guy is like, calls me good girl.
I love good girl.
I love that good girl. And he's like, oh.
So I've recently been doing this, I've recently been saying in bed, and I don't know why I say this, but like, I think it's really hot when, like, I tell, when I say like, oh, you own me, you own every part of me. And he's like, yeah, I own you, you dirty cum dumpster.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Like, take my cum. I own you. Like, I own you turns me on.
Yo.
Yeah, you should try that.
I should try that.
You should try that, yeah.
Oh, I should try that.
Tell them that they own you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Let's go.
So when you left for Costa Rica, Jade, mm-hmm. You had been hooking up with this mutual friend that we had. right?
Yeah.
Do you remember this? Okay. So for give you guys a little bit of context, I wingman the shit out of Jade, and I'm so proud of myself.
Oh my God.
So me.
I didn't even expect it.
Yeah, I know, but.
Came out of, you hit me like out of nowhere.
I slapped you in the face with that shit.
Yeah.
Me.
I was like, we're all friends here.
We are. Me and Jade and two of our friends, we were all hanging out, and we went to the rooftop hot tub, and. Me and the guy that I'm hooking up with, like, we had been hooking up, so there was no sexual tension, but I could just feel the sexual tension between Jade and this guy. Okay. And so we were in the hot tub.
You feel the sexual tension?
Yeah, I could feel it. You guys were like in middle school. Like, it was so fucking sad. Like, you guys were looking at each other and like sitting by each other in the hot tub, like shoulders like barely grazing. It was so fucking awkward, and I knew I had to do something about it, so I just up and straddled the guy that I hooked up with, and we just started doing like full-on like porn hot tub shit.
I was so confused.
I wanted to turn you on. I wanted to like turn you guys on and let you, you know, like make it more awkward, but just so like so much so that you guys had to hook up. And guess what happened? You guys hooked up.
Fuck. Because yeah, you guys.
Because of us.
Because you implanted that in our brains.
I feel like that's something that happens. Like, did you do that in like high school too? It's like when you and a friend are hanging out with like two other people, like one couple starts hooking up and the other couple feels the pressure to hook up too if they want it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a thing. So we're so high school.
We are so high school.
Oh my, I'm such a little fucking baby.
You are a baby. So last segment of our episode, we usually have Fuck Fam Olympics, but recently, this makes me really happy. A lot of you guys have been writing into us, DMing us on Instagram and telling us your stories. By the way, please do more of that. We love hearing about your experiences. Gives us content to talk about. And this one particular guy sent me a really interesting story, and I want to discuss with you because I feel like there's something there.
Okay.
To be talked about. Okay.
Let's do it up.
All right. Ooh. It's a lot of paragraphs, but I will sum it up for you. So someone wrote in, and this is his story. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll give you the clip notes. So the story begins around September of last year. I'm on OnlyFans, and I find this one girl randomly that attracts my attention. I subscribe and message her. We talk here and there, and we have some great conversations. I understand people in sex work have feelings, so I definitely respect her. The respect goes both ways. At the time, she was doing nothing explicit. Just classy lingerie nudes.
Classy. Mm-hmm. Classy.
Until she offered me an explicit video of $250 because she wanted to end OnlyFans because people were being rude. So I'm guessing, I don't really understand the logic here, but I'm guessing she just wanted to, she was planning on closing her account, but she was like, I might as well make that extra bag, right? Let's see if this guy, you know, pays for it. And he paid for it. She was so amazed that I actually bought it. Because people sometimes like to lowball and not realize a woman's worth, regardless of what is being offered. So the month ends and she quits OnlyFans. She gives me her number through an app. So I'm guessing this is like a burner app or something. And we remained in contact and she agreed to do more videos for me, explicit ones, costing $250 each. December rolls around. He keeps buying videos. He buys five total, $250 each, more than a grand. That's a good amount of money. And throughout this whole time, she's working her regular job, and he's spoiling her this whole time. $20 here, $50 here, $100 there. They talk every day about everything. They bare their souls, right? Relationships, goals, dreams, and especially each other and what they value in their relationship. Wow. And their friendship. I'm sorry. So during this time, he would send her affirmations and a song every morning. Wow. And every night, he would Venmo her $20.
That's so sweet.
That's very sweet. Aww. Some would say it's simping.
I love simps.
Well, and she literally broke down one day and thanked me for being here because she had never met someone as genuine as me. She didn't have to make money anymore by removing her clothes. But also, I feel like she did because she was sending him explicit videos.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, she thanked him because she now, I'm guessing, respects herself more because he's paying her all this money. He's saying, hey, you're worth something, right? Fast forward to about a year later, he gifts her $1,000 and he finally gets her real number. So he says,
wait, $5,000?
I'm sorry, did I say $5,000? I meant $1,000.
$1,000. Okay. Okay, okay.
He sent her $1,000 just in one lump sum and he gets her real number. That is a lot to pay for a real number.
That's nice.
Okay. For her. So he said, over the course of their friendship, he has invested over $30,000 in their friendship, spoiling her daily, the $20 Venmos, the gifts, the lump sums. I'm sure he threw in a couple thousand dollars here and there. And to this day, he still does the same thing. They talk every day. He sends her the songs and affirmations, but she has a boyfriend now who does not know that I exist, nor do her friends and family. But he doesn't spoil her like I do. To be honest, no one has ever given her the type of generosity I have. I asked I would like to one day see her and progress their friendship to actually seeing each other, not online. Because at this point, he's never seen her before.
Okay.
And she said a firm no. She said that he needed to understand the dynamics of this relationship because she's not down for that. Even though she says she values me in her life because I made her love and respect more and she knows her worth, she says I still need to respect her boundaries.
Wow.
It sucks that she'd never want to see me or date me, no matter how much I've given. What are your thoughts on this? I choose to stay because I'm hopeful for her, and I never invested in someone so much as I do with her. But she made it clear I'd probably never see her or be with her.
Okay, this sounds very familiar. This sounds kind of like the John Moss situation.
Yes.
The 30K John, it's 30K, it's always 30K.
Yeah, but at least with the John Moss situation, she was living with him.
Oh, and they fucked.
And they fucked. I mean, I'm not saying give out 30 grand for some pussy, but I mean, have something in return, dude. So I was really intrigued by this question. So I asked him a couple questions. I said, why did you choose to invest in her even though you wouldn't be getting anything in return? Okay. Are you hoping that she'll change her mind, or do you really love her unconditionally? And he basically said, yes, the love is unconditional, but I still have hope that I will see her.
Damn. That's kind of sad.
I'm going to be honest. I messaged back and forth, but at the end of it, I told him to stop giving her money.
Fuck.
I told him to stop giving her money if his hope is to see her one day, because he will never see her.
Damn.
But if your love is unconditional and you really feel a connection with someone, who am I to stop you from unconditional love? Like, who am I to say that you can't unconditionally love someone? But if your goal is to one day see her, dude, spend that money somewhere else. Spend it on yourself. Spend it on like a girl that'll actually see you. You know, give it to an animal shelter. But like, this girl is never gonna fucking see you
because she has a boyfriend. Also,
yeah, she has a boyfriend. And I'm not saying like, girl, get your bag. You know, do what you do. Obviously, you're really good at making friendships. But at this point, I would say it is on him. You can't even blame the girl at this point for taking his money.
Yeah.
I know incels are going to come out and be like, oh, this girl is, you know, this opportunistic bitch, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I think what she's doing is like kind of in a gray area, but she made it clear to him that she will never see him.
Yeah, she did make it clear to him.
Yeah.
And she did tell him the honest truth.
Yeah.
So
what do you think?
Oh, man, I always feel like there's a little silver lining of hope. Maybe one day a glimmer. But the chance.
You're that simp. You're that fucking simp.
What do you mean I'm that simp?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I am that simp. I think one, you know, I believe in like soulmates and all that shit, like people fate and all that stuff. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But I feel like this guy, it's not being reciprocated fully. So I don't know if he should keep trying, because maybe one day when they break up, she'll feel weak. And then maybe
because she don't have his money, she won't feel weak. She'll feel poor, Jade.
Yeah. So then when she feels poor, she'll be like, okay, maybe I'll meet you one day if he pays me like this much, a lot, a big fucking lump sum. Because she got her number. He got the number with 1,000. Imagine what he can do with 10,000, 20,000.
At that point, meet me in person. For 30 grand, you know how many hookers you can buy for 30 grand?
But he's in love with her.
He is, but does, okay, so if, so let's say he could offer her $1 million. Does he really want to be with her because she's poor and she just wants his money? Well, maybe actually.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe, possibly. But I feel like at this point, it is a, this is like, this is the epitome of a toxic relationship. She is taking advantage of him. I think to some point she is taking advantage of the fact that he is simping really, really hard for her. But that's not something, like, I don't think it's all on her because he is letting himself be taken advantage of.
But some guys like being taken advantage of. They do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've built, I think we've built a business off of simping, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not calling our community simps, but I'm just saying, like, there is a business to selling friendship to people that are lonely, right? Mm. But at what point do you say enough, right? He did follow up with me, and he said that, he did say that he ended things with her after we talked. I'm not so sure about that.
Nah, he's still talking.
I think he's still talking to her. Yeah. But he said that he did end things with her and he's just like in emotional turmoil. But dude, like you have to, I want to drive home the point that like, if you feel like you lost something, there was nothing there to begin with.
What? Wait, if you feel like you lost something, there was nothing there to begin with. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It was, I feel like it was something, I don't think it was like a real friendship. I feel like
it was one-sided.
I feel like it was very one-sided. Yeah, he might have made her feel like she was worth something, but that's not an actual like relationship. Like thank you for giving me money. I feel like I'm worth something, but keep giving me money. You know? I feel like, I don't feel like her feelings for him, I feel like the feelings were never reciprocated, and I don't feel like they will ever be reciprocated.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially the fact that she has a boyfriend, especially the fact that she hides him. I feel like at this point, to really save his mental health, he really needs to cut things off with her. And because...
Block her. He got to block her.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the way to do it.
Dude, it's going to hurt to begin with. But I feel like in the long run, if you keep doing this, you're going to look back. And you're going to maybe be in a financial situation where you're not, you know, where you want to be. And you're going to look back at that 30 grand that could have been invested, that could have been spent on something else. Maybe a family member gets sick. Maybe you get sick. And then you're going to be like, wow, I pissed it all away for really a friendship that wasn't real. I don't know how well he's doing financially, but I think at this point he needs to just cut it off.
I feel like he's doing pretty well financially to do it, to like spend 30K on an online girl friend.
I don't know. I think that some people don't. I feel like some people do spend that money, but they're not in a position to spend just 30K. I don't think so.
Oh, like he's probably like paycheck to paycheck kind of thing, maybe.
I don't know if it's paycheck to paycheck, but I mean 30 grand is not that small. It's not a small sum of money. Like, you know, I would never give anybody 30 grand
for love
or for, it's not even love, it's friendship. Yeah. Like, I feel like what he did in the beginning was with good intentions. I feel like him giving her some money, making her feel good about herself, kind of like being like, hey, you're better than sex work, you need me, or like you need someone to be your friend, here's some money. I think that's good. But like the point where you drag it on to the point where it's like tens, 20s, like $30,000, that's enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he got to move on basically.
Yeah.
And block her.
Block her.
Block her. Block her.
And this is no hate towards the girl. Again, like it would be really like hypocritical of me to be like, oh, like how dare she sell friendship, how dare she sell something for, you know, like monetize off of, you know, being a pretty girl, because that's not it. We do that with our OnlyFans, right? We do that. But I think that in my situation, if I was in the girl's position, I would probably not accept any more money. I would just cut him off,
because you have a heart.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a nice person.
What about you? What would you do?
I would keep accepting.
You would keep
accepting. Give me more, daddy. but I also feel like if he blocks her, then maybe she would come running back. You know?
Cause oh my God.
Because like that's some toxic shit right there. Like, it is when some someone toxic doesn't want shit. You want them more.
Yeah. So actually, I feel like blocking her or maybe cutting her off
It's a good move.
Yeah, that is a good move, because maybe she will realize how much she misses you.
Yes.
And maybe she will come back. And if at that point, try it out without giving her any money. I'm not saying don't spoil a girl. Spoil a girl. Like, you know, take her out. But like, you haven't even met her yet. You've never met her. Like, do you even know that she's a real person? Like, you know how strong filters are these days? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what if you see her and she's like nothing like you expected?
What if you got catfish, bruh?
Bruh. Yeah. But dude, I hope you're doing well. I hope everything is, everything works out. And guess what? It will. Because at the end of the day, it's about your mental health. You can always make money, but I just don't think that the mental turmoil that you're going through with this situation is worth it. So look out for yourself. Think about yourself, because at the end of the day, you only have yourself.
Oh, so sweet. Man, fuck. Cat always gives me these like little like shivers in my heart. Like, so cute.
All right. Well, I hope that helps. Hey, guys, keep DMing us your questions. We love to talk about it. Yeah. So I guess that's the end of this episode.
Stay safe, guys.
Stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.
Bye, fuck fam.